Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Joe Thompson out, and the state's in a worse position because of it. I believe that 100%. You've heard the news by now. Breaking, what would you say, Dave, about an hour and 15 minutes ago or so?
Oh, maybe even less.
Joe Thompson, who worked with Andy Luger, frequent guest of the show. Yes, we would have Andy on today. He is unavailable. We'd even like to have Andy on where he is, but it would be a challenge. We'll just leave it right there.
A little difficult.
We'll leave it right there. Andy Luger, appointed by Joe Biden. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sleepy Joe, by the way, the guy who I was highly critical of. Let's just add facts to that. And along with Andy Luger and a number of other excellent attorneys at the U.S. Attorney's Office, they began the fraud investigation. Oh, by the way, a story that we were covering in 20 and 21 and 22 and 23, when, among others, we'd interview Andy Luger. And then when Donald Trump wins, he gets to do what most presidents do. I'm going to bring in U.S. attorneys who agree more philosophically with me than others. Now, the present occupant's going to be a little more dogmatic about that than others, to say the least. So guess who was running the office for a while the president was looking on someone who could get approval? He eventually selects Dan Rosen, but it would take a while for that to happen. So Joe Thompson, who you heard multiple times on this show, who always made himself available to the public, continued to be very specific, very direct, very effective, and vital to the investigation of the borderline unspeakable amount of disgusting fraud in this state. Where, again, I'll go back to one of our, what do we have him on, three times, I think? One of the last times when we had Joe on. And we had talked about over a billion the time before. And then Jay Coles, who's an excellent reporter for Channel 5, had interviewed him. And like a lot of outlets, they were busy patting themselves on the back about this on the 1 billion. And I remember we talked. And I'm like, well, didn't Thompson say this to us already? But let's try again. And when I said to him about the 1 billion, he just, what did he guffaw? He chuckled. He's like, are you kidding me? It's going to be way more than that. And then when he had his last detailed press conference, oh, by the way, the show that doesn't cover fraud, we covered the whole thing. And that's when Joe Thompson said, when it was the number was $18 billion, okay, of total amount, right? And Joe Thompson blew us all away and said, it could be at least half of that, $9 billion, which has ticked off the governor of the state, right? The governor has decided to attack Joe Thompson, which I think is an incredibly foolish decision because he's trying to tie Joe Thompson just reflexively with Donald Trump. Hey, Tim Walz, you know this. Andy Luger, on your team, okay, a Democrat, put Joe Thompson in charge. Because I know this is crazy in life for a lot of you. Sometimes you can appoint people just on merit. Sometimes you could even appoint somebody, Dave, and they might not agree with you 100% politically, but oh, the temerity to say they might just be good at what they do. And so now with Dan Rosen in charge, and we have no idea what he has done so far, but here's what we do know. That when the awful events which took place with Renee Good dead, and if you've listened to me at all, we've talked about it. We've talked about it. Let's just go over it again. Renee Good should not have been parking your car that way. Her wife should have been antagonizing the ICE officers in the way they did. I get there were multiple commands, but when Renee Good has her window open and the one ICE officer says, get out of the car, get out of the bleeping car, you know what you do? You put the car in park and you get out. Now then we get to the ICE officers, including Jonathan Ross. Jonathan Ross is walking around the vehicle. He has the iPhone on. And initially, do I have a problem with him having the iPhone out? No. Dave, would you have a problem with that in any way?
Nope.
No. But then, as he goes from the back, walking up the driver's side and gets in front, not for a long time, very briefly, he switches the iPhone from the right to the left phone, brings out the gun, and as she backs up and is not obeying their command, and now goes forward with pace. There's no denying that part, is there?
Nope.
She's accelerating. Part of the video also shows, and this is all happening like this. I get it. I get it. It's a lot easier in the calm. But policy does matter. Okay, she is, as hard as possible, wouldn't you say, turning the vehicle to the right.
Yes, the wheels are clearly turned sharp to the right.
If you say she is, without a doubt, trying to run him over, you are lying. Okay? But again, she should have got out of the car. The wife, I'm officially bored with the protesters who are antagonizing ICE that way. I'm done. Show up constantly, make sure the abuses are not taking place, but feeling like you can say anything at any point, I'm done with it. Okay? Ross, by the way, almost every police department in the country trained, don't go in front of the vehicle. Our guy Blair Anderson on twice last week. Tremendous guest. We're incredibly lucky to have him and so many of the guests we have on our show. We're very fortunate. He laughed about the suggestion of getting in front of a vehicle. Talked about this L, what they do there to kind of cordon the vehicle and prevent it from going anywhere. Then it's an extraordinary rare circumstance when you fire shots at a moving vehicle. It's not impossible, but it's extraordinarily rare. And as we said, I get, by the way, a person with the perspective he had 6 months ago when he was dragged by a vehicle. Are you going to be completely detached, calm? That has no effect on you? It's silly to say that. Okay. But he now not only shoots once in a moving vehicle while he's in front against the policy, and all, and then he has to decide if this reaches that very rare level. And he's seen in front of him her turning the steering wheel as hard as possible. He shoots once through the windshield and twice in the driver's window. And then one, either him or somebody else, and then Alpha News is reporting it wasn't him, says effing B word. Really? That's what you're thinking after three shots were just fired at her. By the way, do you know how the dog is? The dog was right behind her.
I do not know. I've not heard on the dog.
Right. And so now the New York Times is reporting that Joe Thompson is out. Okay, now multiple people reporting he's out. But what the Times and Ernesto Landono is adding, three Minnesota federal prosecutors resigned over the Justice Department's push to investigate the widow of a woman killed by an ICE agent and its reluctance to investigate the shooter, according to people with knowledge of the decision. Thompson's resignation came after senior Justice Department officials pressed for a criminal investigation into the actions of Renee Nicole Good. Thompson objected to that approach, as well as the Justice Department's refusal to include state officials investigating whether the shooting was lawful. This is from people familiar with the decision. I believe that 1,000% as of now. Because everyone I know, and I'm lucky enough to know some pretty high-profile lawyers, spoke in great respect of Joe Thompson. His intellect, his knowledge of the law, his objectivity, his pursuit of the truth. If you're going to turn this in, oh, he's some lefty lawyer, then why did he keep uncovering all the fraud which was under Tim Walz's administration? Would a lefty attorney do that, Dave? Wouldn't they just be sliding that baby under the rug and not investigating?
Well, that was the point where he had moral clarity.
Yeah.
The rest of it's all lefty chat.
Yeah. Dan Rosen, by the way, let's just go to our guy Luger again. Andy, who's a Democrat. Dan Rosen, Republican. That's fine. Donald Trump won. He gets that ability. Andy Luger on this show. I know Dan. I know him well. I think he's a very good attorney. We just don't agree on some of our politics. Dan Rosen, by the way, was continuing to let Joe Thompson lead this investigation.
Led the press conference about it.
Led the press conference when Dan Rosen was in charge. Dan Rosen easily could have said, there's a new sheriff in charge, and I'm in charge. He didn't, to his great credit. He let Thompson, who knows the story. So save me, oh, typical lefty. His investigation caused Tim Walz to say, I'm not running. Because none of the other Nick Shirley stuff and any of the other outlets, this show included, happen without that attorney's office, great work, first started by Andy Luger. Headed by Andy Luger for years. And now, when Donald Trump views the Department of Justice as what? His own law firm. Reports yesterday, to the shock of no one, that Trump doesn't feel like Pam Bondi, who had been his personal attorney at one point, is being aggressive enough in going after people on his revenge tour. Think about that. She's not doing enough. God knows what he says to her behind the scenes, but publicly, he often directs her, even in his social media, True Social Today, about Minnesota. Retribution. He's not even hiding that this is retribution. Joe Thompson, what a novel concept for an attorney, said, let's investigate all of it. Let's get everything we can on what happened that day.
All the facts?
Yeah. The DOJ only wants to show that Renee Good caused the entire issue and that she's a Soros activist or whatever they might be. Trump, the day it happened, lied. J.D. Vance, the next day, lied on absolute immunity. That's just not legally true. Kristi Noem, oh, stuck in a snowplow. And then she's on with Jake Tapper. Well, earlier somebody was. That's not what she said. She said that's what part of this incident.
Stuck in the snowbank and she drove to attack them.
Yes. On a day when it's just like this outside. Early 40s. Joe Thompson and the two other prosecutors, I'll give their names, we come back, don't want to be told you can't investigate this. Did Andy Luger, a Democrat, tell Joe Thompson, don't investigate fraud? Hell no, he didn't. Did Joe Thompson, when he was running the office, say, well, I got to do something different? Now, nope. Did Dan Rosen, somebody's right of center, say, hey, Joe, step aside, the new sheriff's in town? No. But when Donald Trump either directly or indirectly, and now the pressure's on from Donald Trump is leaking it because he talks to reporters all the time, including leaking on background. You don't think Pam Bondi, when she saw that she was in the meat grinder, didn't say, well, I got to make this even better for us? And all of a sudden, hey, Joe Thompson, by the way, we have plenty of attorneys. Remember they announced last week they're supplementing the attorney's office? Thompson might have looked around and said, who in the hell is joining us here? We got this on. I won't say he would have said, have it under control, because remember, we had a good conversation with Luger about staffing. And where Andy said, you know, you only do so much. If they're willing to bring quality people, doesn't matter their politics. I'm sure Joe Thompson and Dan Rosen would have said yes. But now, because Donald Trump's DOJ is telling a qualified attorney what he can and can't do, he showed integrity and stepped away. The state is worse off, and Donald Trump and his administration only defends law enforcement when it suits them. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. We'll get to that next break here on CCO.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to a couple items. Again, George Soros writing the script. To the texters who say that occasionally, just tell me who the previous owner was. And then the previous owner to that. And then the previous owner to that. Like, I had to listen to this going back to The Fan. When, if you'd say something complimentary about the Wolves or the Vikings. Okay, I hosted an afternoon show about 60, no, most of it in afternoon drive. And then later when Dan and I split early in the day, when I was doing the Wolves, and I was critical of the Wolves and had, I don't know, dozen shouting matches with Garnett, God knows how many other run-ins, because they didn't like when I criticized the team, and I did. We could have kept the Vikings back at The Fan when Roger Hedrick came in and said, these four guys, me, the two Dans, and Darren Nelson, have to shut up, and the station had agreed, and the Vikings had agreed, they were firing Dan Rowe, and I was going to be the new play-by-play voice. And you know what Mick Anselmo told Roger Hedrick? No chance. In particular, he bounced it off me because I was going to lose an NFL play-by-play job. And I said, hell no. I'm not saying I'm a hero. I mean, let's put this in perspective. No one here tells me what to say. Two of the program directors we had at the station, one who's in jail in his filth, okay, were hardcore righties. Didn't agree with me, but by the way, gave me great deference. Never told me what to say. You get to disagree, but you're just lazy on this. Then somebody else saying, oh, just a distraction, not talk fraud. Within the lengthy first segment, I gave Joe Thompson endless credit on the fraud story. And just so you want to know, the biggest national story in this country, Dave, is still this story. And Joe Thompson just stepped down 90 minutes ago, along with two other senior prosecutors and three others. We're not going to stop talking fraud. And on the Soros talking points, why do so many Republicans come on the show then? Without a doubt, we have more Republicans on the show than Democrats. If they feel like, you know, this is this crazy lefty, why do all those folks keep coming on the show, including a number of them who are running to be governor? Carol Levin, talking about one texter saying, well, is this just the normal thing when Thompson would step down? Now, this person is a diehard righty, and that's fine because texts on a regular basis, entitled to that, you know, view, obviously. So at some point, is it possible Joe Thompson was going to step away? Sure. But I believe the reporting that it's happened now because of the DOJ saying don't cooperate with the BCA and only investigate Ross. Was he maybe going to resign at some point? Maybe. But you're telling me this all happened and it's just a coincidence it's happening right now. Hold on a second. Got some good stuff sent to me.
Can I have a hit of that?
Be your first.
I'm thinking it's starting now.
Would be, yeah. Okay, what do you want to say about all this?
If Joe Thompson was set on this date long ago, if you believe that, there's no chance. He doesn't lead the press conference on fraud 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, in unbelievable detail.
Yes. He's been on the fraud case for years and years and years. I'm fairly certain, especially after watching the press conference, he was dead set on seeing it through.
Yeah. He understands he's no longer the boss, though.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear. Now, one last thing. Chad, it's a good thing the feds are taking control of the investigation on the death of the activist in downtown Minneapolis. Okay, let's go 0-for-2 here. We don't know if she's an activist. It wasn't in downtown Minneapolis. It's going to save taxpayers a lot of money because all these lawsuits for lefty liberal activists for $10 to $30 million each just line the pockets of people and line attorneys' pockets all over the country. This doesn't end civil litigation, by the way. So 0-for-3. Doesn't end civil litigation. We don't know if she's an activist just because you don't agree with her. And it wasn't in downtown Minneapolis.
Other than that.
How was the play? We're going to be a part of this story all day. We're going to get to a few other items also. We're about to have Ask. There is a picture of myself and Carter on my X feed right now. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm looking right now, though.
I gave the option is either A, we're at the State Fair working together, or B, it's Bring Your Son to Work Day.
Oh, my
because
goodness.
Adam looks 15.
You look about 58 in that picture.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. I'm about 45, and I got to be honest. For 45.
Adam looks like he's late for homeroom.
Exactly. Looks like he's in timeout. He looks like he got trouble in school and his dad had to bring him to work. So apparently my son is going to join us for Ask Adam Anything. Check out the picture at Chad Hartman Show on the X.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When did you become a presence engineer, and how is that going?
Wonderful. Business has never been better.
We once had an employee here who made up that title. I mean, very impressive. I mean,
it was an original.
Yeah, original. It still is an original. I got to be honest. How did you feel when you saw the photo of the two of us at the State Fair?
Depressed.
Stop.
That's what year is that?
I think from the other pictures, it's like maybe a year or two into my run here.
Okay,
so 2010, 2011.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, that's 16 years ago. So
yeah.
Time she doesn't fly. She does a number on us.
Got to be honest. The legs still look tremendous.
Bravo to Jeremy Allen, who then tweeted, but he did a little AI adjustment.
What did he add?
You have an afro, and I have a big stogie in my mouth and a bottle of beer in front of me. What? Nope, that was true. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We do break the protocols. And have
Cousin Kyle behind the glass, too, there.
Is Cousin Kyle there?
He's there behind the glass.
Yes, very nice. Is swearing now part of your show?
I didn't think so, but yeah. We got the double F-bomb today. The dreaded double.
You cannot do that. But we've talked about this a little off air. Like, I get that Brad and Lindsay have to think, protect the license, protect the license. But when the F word is used in a press conference or when the ICE agent used it, I think we're at a point where outlets, as a part of either a news story or a conversation with a news story, I think we're sticking our head in the sand and acting like we're at church if we don't actually play the audio. I really do. I think it's changed.
I disagree somewhat. I think in the moment, like the Fry press conference, I think that, I mean, that would have been a mistake to dump that. But I think if you have an opportunity, if it's recorded, I think we still should try to.
Okay, so on the ICE agent, and again, as I said previously, Alpha News, which is pretty damn plugged in, Liz's reporting, Bob Kroll and his contacts, they reported, I think yesterday, it's not Ross who says it. When Jake Tapper or Kristen Welker or anybody's going to ask somebody in authority about why would an ICE agent say this after three shots, for the gravity of the word, I think we should move past that and carry. You still don't?
I don't.
Okay. Understand. Let's get to a lot of text here. Adam, have you been out fishing yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? And we need more text, by the way. Well, a lot of stuff still coming in.
We had a guy last week text me twice, like he was absolutely serious and wanted me to come with him ice fishing. And I haven't yet. I'm ashamed.
Here's a text. You're making a big deal about the F word. Still, people got shot in the face. That's the big deal. Are you this clueless, texter? Let me just be honest. All we've done is talk about this story 100% of the time. You're allowed to, within the context of it, talk about other things.
Right.
Why haven't you followed up with this person?
I don't know.
You're that busy? You know, is it possibly that you're still working out too vigorously?
Too vigorously. Clanging and banging.
I got a place for you.
Stretch Lab?
I got a place for you where maybe you could fish. I'd like to see that. Adam, cans, bottles, or tap for the best tasting beer. If you can have a beer, by the way, okay, what beer do you want?
Get out of here, cans. I'll dismiss cans right away.
I agree with you.
Jen right now is on a bottled beer kick.
Big bottle? What bottle?
Just a Coors Light bottle.
Oh, come on, Lobster. The Coors Light is the most overrated beer on the planet. Outside of marrying you, she seems like an intelligent, successful, beautiful woman, but I might have to block her now. Coors Light?
Ugh.
Just drink urine, okay? I mean,
well, I might have. It's tough.
I don't like any light beers, though.
Oh.
I just don't.
You're a purist, I guess.
You know what I like? When it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know? Wouldn't you rather have a frosty mug?
Frosty mug is pretty good.
Frosty mug on a warm day, mm-hmm. whatever you're doing, and you're sitting there, you know.
Good tap beer is pretty. The tap's got to be clean, though. Nothing worse than drinking a beer from a dirty tap. Worst hangover ever, by the way. If you have bad taps, oh, it's nasty.
More than shots?
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're mixed.
Honestly, the worst hangover I've ever had is from bad bad tap lines.
651-461-9226. What were you drinking when you had your worst hangover? I would say it's the sample situation. If you go to like two drinks we both like, wine, old fashioned, then things are getting a little chaos.
Mix and match.
Somebody gets the Jaeger. When's the last time you had a little Jaeger?
I had frequently a Jägermeister.
What do you mean frequently? Like daily before the show? Or
pretty much. Germany, in Austria. They make it over there, so it's very popular.
Okay.
I like Jägermeister. Chilled.
So you mix shots and drinks. Isn't that worse than the dirty tap?
I mean, I'm sure, but I don't go hard like that anymore.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's keep going. Adam, is it possible that Donald Trump will suggest we name the planet after him? Can we eliminate that?
At least the hemisphere. I mean... Trumposphere.
Trumposphere?
Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Soon to be known as Trumposphere.
Nothing can be eliminated.
No.
Okay. Let's pause here. Leave plenty of time for more texts. Ask Adam anything. 651-461-9226. I don't know what insurance Adam has. I would encourage him to do this right now. TeamShoal.com. SCHOLL.com. What do you get there? You get Amber Scholl and her team. And they work for and with American Family, one of the top insurance companies out there. This isn't health insurance, okay? This is for a boat, a condo, a house, a cabin, a jet ski, something where, guess what? You're paying too much right now. You're not thrilled because in this area, the prices continue to go up and nobody enjoys it in any way. But can you find a way where the coverage is even better and maybe you'll save some money? I think you should. I've so believe in this office, and I've looked multiple times, including a lengthy conversation last year, to see if I can find better rates. I couldn't. 35-plus years for me with this office. Amber's been with that office for 16 years. American Family, try to save some money and get better coverage with your insurance. Reach out today. TeamShoal.com. All right, lots of texts coming in on the hangover topic, so let's get to that before we get to a lot of other texts here. Hi, Adam. If you had President Trump's personal phone number, would you give him a call now and then? I would try to get him on in a second.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And I was criticizing some guests are on this show on a regular basis, and they don't say Dave. What do they say, Dave?
Your producer.
I was criticizing my producer by saying, it seems like everybody else has Trump's number. Oh, are you going to take your shirt off here? All of a sudden, he's unbuttoning his shirt in front of me. Here. The
thought of having Don's number.
Getting hot in here.
The magnetism. I'm a Southern comfort from God. The bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Special X, the Green Death.
Green Death.
Slow gin.
Oof.
Tequila Sunrise.
Ugh.
Seven Long Islands during a college pub crawl in St. Cloud.
Oof.
Did you ever have your Long Island tea phase?
Yeah, because the year I spent in Duluth, grandmas used to have, like, you could get a pitcher of Long Island iced teas for like $4.
The Devil House.
A pitcher.
Yeah, the Devil House at ASU. When would it start? I think it started at 6. 5 for 1s. 6 to 7.
5 for 1.
5 for 1s. I don't think I ever made it to 8:15. Tequila and Heineken. Mike's Hard Ice. Coors Light is the best. I think that's a cry for help. I think that really is. Mike has called in.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I hope you guys had happy holidays.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
No.
Yes,
no,
Happy New Year,
no,
Mike.
No, 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 no.
Happy.
Don't say that. Stop. Thank you.
Do you think, Adam, do you think that Kristi Noem realizes that the only people she's hurting are DeRussia and his foodie friends when she goes after the sommeliers?
Yeah. Right.
That would be really good.
Yes. I'd hurting me. I need. Everybody needs a good sommelier.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got a bad hangover from Boone's Farm.
Oof. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Sun Country wine coolers.
Oh, yeah, Sun Country. The 2-liter plastic bottle.
Peach schnapps out of the bottle.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Peak humor. Color. I told my golf buddies I would never get a hangover. One guy replied, yeah, you have to be sober to be hungover. I think the person thought...
Well, hey, if you keep going, you just fight it off.
Yeah. There are people...
Yeah.
I mean, on your infamous spring break trip, Dave, do you remember where Adam went to spring break?
I don't.
Branson, Missouri.
That's right.
Branson, Missouri. Did you dance with the devil the next morning right away?
We were doing shots of vodka with Yakov Smirnoff at the Yakov Smirnoff Theater.
How is Branson now? Is Branson booming? Is it irrelevant?
I think it's still doing well.
Yeah.
Right? Have other places emerged, like in middle America, as a Branson competitor, and if not, why not, right?
Like in Dollywood?
Dollywood's closed now for a while. Oh. They had to shut her down. They
yeah, when was that?
It was a couple weeks ago.
But that was making a lot of money, yeah. Right?
I mean, Nashville as a town?
Yeah, but
They've gone light years past
right,
Branson.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, somewhere in Utah, and they decide we're going to open up 8 pubs, and we got some Utah businessman who's just going to front it. And all of a sudden, you start slow. You're getting, you know, your REO Speedwagon, yep. Whatever, and you start building up. Maybe that's where we invest our money. South Dakota,
yeah,
as the new Branson. Tell people what you're doing tonight.
Sleep study.
Yeah.
Yeah. At-home sleep study.
Okay. How are you feeling about your sleep?
I thought it's been good lately. So, I mean, I made this appointment well over a year ago. I had to postpone it one time just because of a...
Which doctor are you seeing here? I mean, a year ago.
Yeah, I know.
There's 8 million doctors.
And I had to, and then it was another several months before I could do it again. So finally doing it, and we'll see. I don't know.
He's going to ace it. Ace the test.
Somebody mentioned the dash in at ASU. Yes, too many times there. What is your issue? Is it snoring? Is it just...
I think I wake up very frequently.
Yeah.
And sleep apnea. There might be a touch of sleep apnea there.
Yeah. I have a little bit of all that. And I'm also fidgety. Both you guys know that. Especially just gets magnified with that. And so when you try to do the ones in the office, and I've tried probably 5 times... They have so many electrodes.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even understand how one would be able to do that.
If you can go in there and have all that stuff on you, you don't need a sleep study.
Yeah.
You're
true.
You're a miracle worker. Guess who's coming back tomorrow?
I don't know.
Your partner.
Oh, yeah. Jordana. I thought he meant on this show.
No.
I'm like, I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Jor will be back tomorrow.
That'll be big.
Yeah.
And now you might not be there.
Right, because I have to hand in the sleep study like at a specific time tomorrow morning, and it's at 8:45, so I don't think I'll be making the trip.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, and I tried to get a different time, and nope, you got to turn it in now. So,
all right, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll listen to Jordana's return tomorrow. A journalist who was with the ICE Disruptors. That's early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.